Eat that.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good.
Und gut for you.
Rule for fun forever, and you're listening to El Orlando, the Humble Happy Hour, gay radio show on our website, gayradioshow.com, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, 91.5 FM, streaming online and archived on gayradioshow.com, and with the free TuneIn Radio app. Just download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, search WPRK, and you can listen to us anytime you want to. I'm your host, David Justice, and this is episode number 351, full cast and crew. Some new people maybe going to show up on the air today.
New people.
Yeah, my roommate and friend over there, Atomic Adonis. How you doing, man?
I'm here.
she comes here on a bus, Lady Barry Matthews.
Hey.
Good to see you. And then he's a friend that's been on the show, but he's on the show today for a different reason, because we put out the call online on Facebook. If you want links to all of our stuff, it's It's on Gay Radio Show. But if you go to gayradioshow.com, there's links to Facebook and YouTube and also our Twitter page.
Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. That's Twitter.
Twitter.
At Gay Radio Show. And leave us a comment during the show.
Thank you, B. Arthur.
And then do hashtag.
You're welcome.
And then do hashtag Gay Radio Show, and that'll get our attention. Also, Instagram and Snapchat and Periscope and all that good stuff. So Alex is here. And we have to
get Top on Alex.
Top on Alex.
Top gun.
Girl, you know, top.
Salutations, everyone, and the two people who probably know my name that are listening.
Right, it's okay. Now. Well, we don't do shout outs, so that's your first fail. But anyway, he's interested. We need that. We're building back up the cast of the show, so we're doing a two intern search. So two of our interns are going to be checking in, potential interns. This is not even the intern show, so we're not even interviewing them as if they are going to be interns. This is to see if they would even be a good fit to audition. To be an intern, to be like
it's like before you show up.
Pre-screening.
These are Idol before Paula. Yeah. But
these are our pre-turns.
It's the pre-screening. Yeah.
These are our pre-turns.
You're not allowed to see Randy until you get through this round.
Right.
Can I be the mean one? I'm gonna make them feel so awkward.
Yeah.
No. Can
so
I be
Alex is
Paula
one
Abdul.
You are Paula Abdul already.
Do you want to be Simon? Does that mean I don't want to be Randy? All Randy does is Randy. I'm having voice.
You could be J-Lo.
Oh, he's going through his change.
I've been fighting like that for like the last week, man.
We're all a little phlegmy.
Yeah,
I'm doing okay.
I mean, you're naturally raspy, so
yeah. It just sounds like I'm sick.
Okay, so the first thing I learned this week.
Into the educational.
Yeah, first thing I learned this week, and we'll play the song after, like, we'll play it in a bit. First thing I learned this week was after 350 episodes, this is 351, this one is. After 350 episodes, we had another radio show meeting, and I'm proud to say that I've successfully not been canceled or fired after another year in the radio!
That's actually slightly embarrassing.
Yes. Barely risque material.
Barely, but apparently offends some.
But we are the number one gay radio show and podcast in the state of Florida and the entire Southeast United States, the flagship talk show of WPRK. And you know what? So far, we've only had one cancellation, one suspension, one fire in the studio. It wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah, the fire was kind of scary.
And what
actually
was the other thing? There was one other tagline we
the
said.
The fire alarms go off, firemen start charging in, and they're like, get out!
Yeah.
Get out! No.
But we have a show to put on. Our listeners.
Oh, I was so ticked off about it too. Like we're in this backup studio, and the guy,
sexy fireman number one.
The guy, right. The alarm starts going off, and Dale's like, "It's a fire!" And then all of a sudden, this guy goes, get out now!" And I left the microphones on. So the reason the Winter Park Fire Department knew to come before anyone even called was because the radio station was playing the fire alarm go off. Because I was told never to leave dead air. So we're outside.
No,
well,
they showed up first.
No, they yelled at us to get out of the building. Then we stood outside, and they heard the radio station because we had like 10 minutes outside. So anyway, so while that's all happening, I'm trying to interview the firemen and trying to get back inside. And anyway, so that was a
we almost
show.
Died. It was almost a tragedy.
Did you actually see flames? Or
No. Someone had like, triggered the... They were like soldering some computer chip or plugging a new microphone with heat.
It was one of those pesky hipsters in the bathroom.
And right. It set off the halon detector. Because like if halon gas gets unleashed, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. We all,
isn't that a Beyonce song?
I think so. It's actually...
halon.
One of the most talented men in Orlando, Rob Ward, is here. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? I'm not on fire. That's good.
That's a good thing.
Well, hey, lots of fun stuff is happening today. Lots of fun stuff is happening today. It's October 20th. It is officially National Brandied Fruit Day. Lady Barry Matthews brought fruit snacks to celebrate.
Brandied? What is a brandied fruit?
Is it like when you put like
school? I know, and I'm like, what is this?
Vodka, like, but except it's brandy. Is that what a brandy is?
Yeah, you brandy your fruit. You like let it soak in and alcohol, and then you eat it and have alcoholic fruit.
I would make a fruit. I mean, I've done that with vodka.
To hear what it sounds like,
the brandy.
To hear what it sounds like, Rob is going to tastefully chew a gummy, a fruit gummy on the air.
I believe is a fish.
Eat it.
What's it taste like?
Sugar.
Nice.
It's also today is also the International Day of Air Traffic Controllers. It is also
Those are important people. We forget about them.
It is also National Pharmacy Technician Day.
Yay. Also important.
Oh, is that wait? God. Is a pharmacy tech different than the actual pharmacist? Yes. Like, is one a different pay grade?
I think
grade,
it's
a different
like the
level of
education? They went to a technical school for 6 months.
This is only the cashier at the pharmacy desk.
No,
you know?
The pharmacy tech went to DeVry.
Yeah, I think that's like online the education. Nurse ITT to the tech. Doctor.
I love how I know people that are incredibly intelligent that have been to pharmacy school, and now what do? They check out people's like bread and shampoo
they
and milk.
They were watching
Maury
at 3 p.m. and they saw the commercial.
And they said, and why, yes, like, in 18
I gotta
months.
Do something.
You've never been at the Publix and said, oh, all the lines, the cashiers are too long. I'll just go over to the pharmacy and have them check me out, even if I don't have medicine I'm picking up. You never do that?
No, I didn't realize that was a thing.
Give us a call, 407-646-2915. And,
especially if we just degraded your job.
I feel like we should have mugs that say, like, gayradioshow.com or something.
Why?
Like,
we don't need
after, like, three... Yeah.
Can we
after
please
300,
be the gay
view? After 350 shows, I want a freaking coffee cup.
It's 4 in the afternoon. What are we going to drink out of it? That's
not water, whatever.
If I drink coffee at this...
We can
if I can't drink coffee this late in the day.
Coffee.
I know.
Yeah, but
it's 3 o'clock
we'll
or
get,
4 o'clock.
Yeah. We'll get you some hot tea with lemon.
Yeah, that's what I like that.
Later Gen Y promise.
Beatrice.
Tomorrow has a lot of fun days, too. I pulled that up. Tomorrow, just to give you a few, tomorrow is Count Your Buttons Day.
Yeah, I've got three of them.
Garbanzo Bean Day.
Ooh,
oh,
I've got
give
three
it
of
out.
Those.
Global Iodine Deficiency Disorder Day.
I'm sorry, what?
Global Iodine Deficiency Disorder. So if you need to eat more shrimp because you don't get enough iodine. Is that a thing?
Can we have a Lady Barry Day?
I know. Like, I want to.
I claimed it. It's happening today. Is Lady Barry Day as
a
well?
A Lady Barry Day.
We should. Delicious. On the anniversary of the show in May, we should actually try and get Gay Radio Day, Gay Radio Show Day. To
where
be a
does
thing.
One submit?
Well,
to
I don't
be
know. Where
ha-
does
have
where does
day?
Someone where does someone submit National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day or
Are
International Day International
tomorrow,
Day of the Nacho?
I think
Do not
an
play
online.
With the food days because I get free food on those days.
I know, right?
Yeah, Alex brought up a good point. What
free
is,
donut day?
Before, let everyone else guess. What's significant about Daniel may not know. Rob probably knows. I don't know if Lady Barry knows. What is significant about tomorrow's date? Daniel, what's significant? Oh, no, wait, you got
I
a picture.
Know.
No, Lady Bear, do you know what's significant about tomorrow's date?
Tomorrow is 10 days until Halloween.
Are you, okay, yeah. So it's the 21st of October.
Uh-huh.
And what's the year?
2015.
Okay, Rob, do you know it?
I do. Call on me. Pick me.
Rob, make an educated guess.
Hmm. It's 102115.
It's not binary.
Oh, no, it's Back to the Future Day,
yeah, it
isn't
is.
It?
Back to the Future Day.
Just real, as I was ding, picturing ding, it in my ding, head, ding, I could
where
see
where is my hoverboard?
Capacitor.
In Back to the Future 2, he goes to the future 30 years in the future from 1985, and the date on the flux capacitor on the DeLorean is October 15th, 2015. So after today,
you mean October 21st.
After tomorrow, sorry, you're right. After tomorrow, everything in Back to the Future will have happened in the past.
Yeah.
So we're using that to be like our gauge point of why aren't we wearing metal hats? Why hasn't Jaws 23 come out?
Because
where's our
clearly
hoverboard?
Biff Tannen stole the DeLorean and went back and changed things again.
Changed everything.
Yeah, now
and
it's
he's
that,
now
that
Donald
New
Trump.
Jersey that he sort of created with the casino and the thing. Like that is
that's
us
Trump.
Now instead of
Trump.
The brand new future.
See? Well, and you know, since we're so
if there is a toy company though that has come up with the technology for a hoverboard and it comes
Lexus
out tomorrow,
out
it would be genius.
But what is it, Nike or exists. Whatever? They're coming up with shoes that lace themselves up.
Hold on, Alex. You're the intern. Definitely don't talk over other people. You have to wait for your turn to talk. What you have to say is not important enough to talk over what Lady Barry is saying.
Exactly.
Wow. Radio lesson. No, he wants to
find
be,
out if these.
He wants to be one of the interns. I treat all the interns the same. I don't care if he's my friend. I don't care if he has stayed on my couch before.
It's so
he's,
harsh though, when you're like, it's not
you're
important
make
what you
cry.
Have to say.
No, not when it interrupts other people.
But can we find out if there's any spoiler alerts of hoverboards coming out for mass sale tomorrow?
Not that I know. I think spoiler we would have.
What about those new, like, those little ghetto things that the urban community uses?
Oh, yeah, the weird, like, the little,
like, Segway without a...
it's like a skateboard thing. I've seen them.
Okay, yeah. Those things are all over New York right now. It's freaky.
What's really happening that's interesting is that in 2015, in the movie, they say that the Cubs, the Chicago Cubs baseball team, will have won the playoffs or be in the World Series. And this is the first time in, like, 100 years that the Cubs actually have a chance to be in the playoffs. So everyone's freaking out. Like the Back to the Future people predicted the future.
It means we also have to have 14 more Jaws movies come out in the next, like, 24 hours.
And someone really analyzed Back to the Future 2 and said that it actually is a precursor. It predicts 9/11 because there's a reference to some thing called, like,
the disaster,
Two Pines Tower and something about, like, a Muslim terrorist group. And then if you turn the clock under the sign upside down, it reads 9/11. So they're all like, they predicted 9/11.
Nostradamus wrote Back to the Future 2.
Oh, my goodness.
Very nice. Good job. And then the other thing that today is dealing with is National Face Your Fear Day. So I was trying to think, if all of us have a fear, what would our fear go around? What would our fear be, and how would you face that fear, or would you ever face that fear? I know I talked to Alex and Daniel and kind of gave them a heads up, so all the others are thinking, what's your fear? What's your biggest fear if you had to face your fear?
I think I'm scared of, like, losing it and, like, snapping and being just crazy for the rest of my life.
Like mentally, or losing
like
it on someone?
Like, legit mental meltdown, just loony bin. Like, bang my head against the glass door all day, every day.
You're gonna love mine, then.
Like, there's a couple times I'm like,
so
how do you
face how do you face that fear? Like, you try to stay extra sane, or you try to look into the face of crazy and say, nay, nay, or...
I do like to try to surround myself with crazy people. I mean, look at you guys. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. A little. So that's a constant reminder. Like,
you just got all kinds of side eye right now.
I did. All side eye. I'm like, keep it together. Do not fall apart.
Out Loud Orlando, GayRadioShow.com, the most side eye given in radio.
Yeah. Yes. And if you do hang out with crazier people than you are, then you do tend to look less crazy.
But you could also start mimicking them or thinking that it's acceptable, and we become the company we keep.
Yeah. No, I disagree.
I gotta distance myself.
You're a crazy person.
I've known you a while, and you're still a good person. So, Alex, what is yours? Don't be passive aggressive. Just don't talk over other people, Alex.
It's like mom just slapped dad at
the... I know. It's like girl fight.
But anyways, I guess my most legitimate fear, being a resident of Florida, is just walking one day and all of a sudden being struck by lightning.
Oh, that's legit.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, imagine one moment you're just walking, trying to avoid the rain, and then the second you're being resuscitated in an ambulance. Like, I'd rather not.
Yeah. Let's see how good our other potential intern is going to do. If the other intern can hear the sound of my voice, when we do invite him in here, or I go send you to go get him, can you bring me another cup of water, please? Not right now, but wait until you're summoned.
Are we doing
we have to get the other one in here at some point, because we're going to kind of have two of them. I haven't just talked to that one yet. Okay. But anyway, so if he's really paying attention, he's a good intern, he will come in with a cup of water.
And I need one, too.
Dan, two cups of water, please.
Three
cups of water, please. And then, what's yours, Lady Barry? What's your answer?
Right. You're like, I'm good.
Okay, so this is a weird fear, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but it kind of goes with becoming crazy. My fear is that I am already crazy, and everybody treats me normal, so I don't think I'm crazy.
Oh, so you think you're in your own mind, like, in another universe, but really you're just not.
Like, I have a touch of the downs or something like that. You know, like, touched they always by tell angel. People, was that inappropriate? I'm sorry.
Don't apologize to it and bring more attention to it. Just keep going. Just power through.
There's a movie about it where somebody's
thinking, like,
crazy.
A Beautiful Mind, where he's he's a brilliant mathematician, only he realized that his best friend that's been giving him advice all years it came out in, like, 97, dude. Yeah. If you haven't seen A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe that came out in, like, what, the early 2000s?
Spoiler alert, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time in that movie.
It's exactly like that. Exactly like Sixth Sense. To not know you're dead, but to not know you're crazy or... Mm.
Isn't it sad,
like,
that
mentally
Lady Barry
disabled.
Died all those years ago?
I know,
right?
And we just pause every time she wants to talk.
I think that doing... You know what? I do think that doing a radio show is probably the most legitimate way to prove to yourself and others that you're not crazy.
Unless it's all fictitious.
No, if I was crazy and I thought that one of you was here that wasn't here, other people would be, hey, why do you keep talking to someone that's not there? Mm-hmm. You can hear the sound of your voice. You can hear it back. Other people can hear you and talk about what you said.
But this room also has white walls and big glass windows, so I'm... It could, you know, we could all be in group session right now.
We're actually all having a hallucination in like a CD store.
And what was that feel about your radio show, Justin?
One of my biggest fears is tied to the radio show. I had to think about my list. Did you have one? What's your biggest fear, Rob?
It's semi-related. Just having had a, it's dark, but having had a front row seat to Alzheimer's and seeing like the things that does to your mind, it's losing of the mental faculties.
Yeah.
Kind of freaks me out.
Is this a common thing for people to be like scared that they are just like have lost it and go crazy? Because like all three of us were like, I'm totally
mine's
scared
kinda
of like
that, but it's not as broad. Mine is specifically if I lost the ability to communicate. Like if I was ever injured and was like stuck in my own head, or if I did like lose my voice permanently, if I lost the ability to communicate, I really think that that would make me go crazy because, and that also kind of feeds into if I'm ever arguing with someone, the thing that really hurts me the most is when you stop talking. Like the silent treatment, that is worse than death because I truly feel that you can talk through anything and if you give it time, you can maybe fix it or work on it or communicate. And if you take away the element of communication, then it's nothing. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it, and that's a really hard thing.
Well, if you ever lose your voice, we'll get you one of those Stephen Hawking chairs.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. That's
that
nice.
Would be awesome.
Well, go find me at
GayRadioShow.com.
And the other one is, and this is so vain, the other one is at this point, you know, my life in Orlando since coming out has been, you know, as a young gay adult has been, you know, tied to the radio show. My fear is that if the radio show ever stopped or if the radio show was ever, you know, taken away, I would worry about would I lose so much of my identity that I wouldn't
be
interesting.
In the corner, like rocking back and forth, doing the radio show by yourself.
Well, you have it turned this radio show into a good chunk of.
I know.
Identity.
So if it went away, well, but as I've been doing in life, I've been working more and more to distinguish the two. Like I'm not
yeah,
so.
Yeah, because once this show finally does get canceled, as inevitably it will.
Yeah,
we all know everything. It's coming everything at some point. Has to come to an end.
You might hit our greatest fear and lose your mind.
Yeah, I think
and
that's...
then get struck by lightning on your way.
So
out.
In a way, you remember like how last fall I was all ticked off at Facebook because they made me change it from DJ Justice to David Jeremiah. In a way, that was kind of a blessing in disguise because I try now when I meet people, unless it's for the radio show, I try to say hi, I'm David. And, you know, oh yeah, I go by Justice on the radio instead of just putting the Justice out there first. You know, why try to fulfill the character or put that out there first when I have a life, or you know what I mean? I'm trying to make that more. So that's my biggest fear.
Have you ever heard of like being under anesthetic and stuff, but you're like totally awake but paralyzed and stuff?
Oh, that no, would man. Be.
I've had sleep paralysis like that before.
That would be awful, like because you can't communicate anything. And I've been under the knife a few times, mm-hmm. and that's one of my fears. Is I'm gonna like feel them like tearing me open and like changing things. And
Alex, you wanna go get him real quick?
That would be awful.
That would be bad.
And then as we're getting our other intern that's coming in here, you know, I basically just said no cursing. I don't even know if he should be here. He said, I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm working on an essay. He goes, oh, yeah, I've got like a three-page essay due at 6 o'clock, and he still decided to show up and do this. Wow. I said, that's a foolish move, but he still did it.
Dedication.
Right?
Dedication.
Has he started it?
He said he's three paragraphs in.
Does
also,
he know how awful he'll get treated on this show? Like, he's putting his homework aside for us to yell at him and, like, well, not us, for you to yell at
no,
him.
No, Rob, let's say wait. And then also, as they're coming in, I want to make sure we want to talk about November is No Shave November.
Don't shave!
As a cancer survivor, and also going to be away for 2 weeks and don't want to deal with it. For the month of November, it's to bring awareness for, thank you so much, it's to bring awareness for cancer awareness, specifically men, you know, don't shave, don't get haircuts. The money you would normally spend on like getting a haircut, that's loud as hell.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
The money you would normally spend on like getting haircuts, instead, you know, donate that to the American Cancer Society, you know, spend that time trying to educate people. So I'm going to be doing that. So
the one thing
I
don't like about it is it's kind of like rubbing it in so much, because the no shave came from because a lot of chemo patients and stuff lose their hair. So in them not being able to grow hair, you grow extra hair and rub it in your face that you have hair and they don't.
Okay. Well, I'm worried that he's not going to get picked up on this, so you might need to be a little louder than normal. Hi. What is your name?
I'm Christian.
Christian. Okay, you need to get up on that microphone. Actually, Trade Spots with Alex, maybe.
Trade Spots, musical chair.
I've heard a lot of training people before we get on the air. Have you ever just given that a consideration?
I kind of feel like as mean as you are to him, I should be like their black grandmother. It's okay, baby.
That's okay. You will do good.
You is important.
You've never seen me out of drag. Right, he's kind of scared right now.
And he's coming in totally blind. One of the requirements usually is you need to listen to at least one or two episodes of the radio show so you kind of know what you're getting into. You've not ever heard any of, you've not even heard 1 second of this show other than what you just heard out there in the green room.
No, you sent some videos to me, or some things I listened to.
Oh, goodness.
I said to listen to the last two, 315, 349.
Okay, did you get to listen to them? Okay, so he did get a chance to listen to them. And so what would your impression of the radio show be? And you will not be penalized if you're honest, but you actually will be indirectly penalized. And then what
are
do
we
you
penalizing
hope, what makes you think you deserve to be considered for being an intern?
Okay, well, first question that you said, you guys are very random, which is really funny. Like the top that you guys jump onto, they're really funny, and I enjoy listening to them.
Okay.
Correct.
You get one point.
Oh, let me go put a gold star on the board.
Yes. Let's rate them with gold stars.
Can I please?
Okay, and why else?
Is this the first question or the second?
What was the question?
We're doing trial by fire. I like to have interns just kind of flounder a little bit.
Oh my god, this is so like nerve-wracking.
Flounder would be a great
intern. Okay,
the
second question was about why I deserve to be an intern. I don't know, because I'm funny and I like to like talk to people.
All right, and so you
how do you feel about being verbally abused by someone on a regular basis?
I do not verbally abuse. You're learning.
That's a lie.
You're learning how to do good radio. When I say don't bang your hands, don't use nonverbal communication, don't interrupt people. That's basic stuff.
No. That's everything he yelled at me about today. Let's also correct one thing though.
You don't say, oh hey. Don't yell, don't interrupt people while they're talking. You go, don't interrupt. You're not important. Don't try to make yourself sound important. Sit there. Put your hands on your lap.
It's part of the shtick, Rob.
No,
it's gotta
no
be...
that's not shtick. That's just being a jerk.
I don't do it to the people that have earned my respect on the air. I mean, I don't do it to y'all.
Because you know we would leave.
And you're a D-bag.
Oh, and Jesus. Where's my paycheck? Oh, wait, it's outside.
No, so we're very glad you was. Thank you. You get two gold stars. You heard what I said. You actually were listening to the show when we said we needed water. I'm going to just... You know,
these gold stars are just racking up by minute.
Thank you very much.
We have to get some gold stars.
I would tell you the brand of this water, but there's like 18 different names on the cup.
Really, I know, right? It's always confusing.
These cups are being endorsed by like a million water companies.
Right, I'll take Rob's advice. Well, here's a helpful suggestion with radio. You'll always find, once you get more comfortable, you learn people's speaking style, and you kind of learn to look for that window of where to jump in and add a comment. If you're ever struggling for that, there's nothing
insert
wrong.
Insert it. Find your hole.
There's nothing wrong with getting someone's attention, or like if you know you have a comment or want to interject, you know, just like wave a finger, like do something, and we'll make sure we kind of give you that time.
Shut up.
Just make sure it's relevant. You treat all your memories as, you know, your personal experiences as to what you can add to the show. Comments, critiques, questions are a great way to contribute to the show. So,
this show sounds lame.
Yeah.
And the best way to get in his good graces is to interrupt him as much as possible.
Yeah, pretty much.
And tell him he's grumpy.
And sleep with him once.
No.
Oh, that'll get you a permanent spot.
Yeah, you'll...
Hold on, I had to count. The number of people that's happened with on the show gets less and less all the time because I'm becoming a better person.
Thank goodness.
So far... Wait. Never mind. And,
Weird. That got weird.
What?
Which one of y'all bit it?
Awkward.
Don't worry about it. Here's for, let's play the rest of the three things that Justin...
I'm gonna say number one.
Three things that Justin...
That would be bachelor number one.
Learned this week. Three things that Justin learned this week.
The three things he learned this week. I mean, I'm not one.
7, 9, 14,
we're not on. It's the three things he learned this week.
Can you guys
How
hear?
Dare you? How dare you?
That took a turn.
How dare you?
That took a dark turn.
Syphilis
that's not
a real thing.
That do not imply anything. Everyone on this show is clean and recently tested and on prep. That is not cute, Lady Barry Matthews.
I had headphones on.
I thought
on
it was adorable.
Put you
I didn't
back
say it on the
bus.
Air.
I missed everything because I'm deaf in one ear.
Well, put your headphones on the other ear.
No, the microphones weren't on.
Why do you put them on your deaf ear?
Canceled out the outside sound.
She's like, hey,
can we get her one of those like old school like bronze cones?
Daniel's like an old lady who's deaf in one ear but puts her hearing aid in the ear that she has hearing aid.
Yeah. Lady Bird didn't know he was on the radio show for 6 months before he finally, he kept talking over people. He kept interrupting.
I said, Daniel,
why do you keep talking over everyone? You need to wait for your way. He's like, well, sometimes I can't hear the well that good because I'm deaf in one ear, so I should probably read their lips. So we got him headphones. So Daniel always gets headphones, and then I always get headphones. And if anyone else has any, then maybe they get headphones, but they come after Daniel.
But sometimes I don't get headphones either.
You didn't get headphones last week because you were like 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
And that happens. You were
and you brought trade with you, so. And you didn't bring any for me this week, and I asked you to.
Well, I...
Just in case anybody wants to know, I am desperately single.
willing to accept just about any thirst.
The third thing that I learned, we'll say this is the third thing I learned this week. The third thing that I learned this week was that we're going to talk about Kim Davis basically once a show.
I'm so over that basic bitch.
I think we can say that.
I think that was okay. I think it was just
enough. I practiced.
You added enough yach onto the end of it. Do you know who Kim Davis is?
Of course.
Explain to the listeners
people
who Kim Davis is.
People in China do.
You can't just always talk about things as if everyone knows, because we may have listeners who aren't aware of who Kim Davis is. So you're going
to
educate
them.
Okay, I'm not exactly positive, but I know it has something to do with, in Kentucky, Kansas.
Kentucky. Who? You're right the first
Kentucky,
time.
Kansas.
Don't question yourself.
Oh my God, yes. And I don't know, like two guys tried to get a marriage license from her, and she was like, nah, that's against my religion. They're like, wait,
that's
what?
That's exactly how she said it, too.
Okay,
nah,
now Alex,
nah.
Finish the story.
So I'm just going to go ahead and refine it a little bit. She's the clerk of courts of Kentucky.
I like it when the interns are...
And so what happened essentially is she, not only one gay couple, she did it for...
he's talking to him.
Couple, I know.
quite a couple many.
It just got real catty in here.
And she has been made sort of like an example of because...
Martyr, if you will.
Right? Because she's doing it for... I mean, I guess the main conflict here is that she's doing it for her religion, but her job is not to impose her own religion. So one side of the coin will think, hey, you know, she has her right to practice her own thing, but the other side and the more sort of logical side is like, she's sworn into that job, so... There's no way
she's
that
a civil servant.
And we talked about a couple of weeks ago how a company called Dog Fart wants her, they'll offer to pay her $500,000 to do interracial lesbian porn. And then we mentioned this before, but it's taken on a new form, so it was worth playing.
So she's sent a letter of confirmation back to
Fart? This is someone else that hates, this is somebody else that you wouldn't think would hate Kim Davis of Rowan County, Kentucky.
It's
so,
the Pope.
He met with her, allegedly. members of the Westboro Baptist Church have congregated around her Rowan County office this week, armed with their obligatory signage and chanting. They also premiered...
She's an adulterer.
Yeah, so they basically are saying that she's going to hell because she's been married several times. And so even though it was to someone of the opposite sex, they claim that she's living in adultery because she's not still married to the first person that she was wed to. So they're taking aim at her, and they also came up with a brand new little song...
a catchy tune for their hatred.
Right.
That's nice.
This is written by the artist formerly known as Kesha.
Let's see. They did a parody of Neil Diamond's Kentucky Woman.
Poor Neil Diamond had to get associated with
this. I'm going to play a little bit of it because it's worth playing. If I have to dump out, it's because they use the F word for gays and we don't play that in the air.
No, ma'am.
We don't say the N word either.
For gays. Ninjas. The N-word for ninjas.
You said it.
Ninja, please.
Ninja, please.
This song's for you, Kim Davis.
Catchy organ.
I have one of those.
A catchy organ?
Yeah. Stop playing with it. I can't help it. Ever since I was 13, I can't stop.
There's a thing called auto tune. So that's Kentucky Woman, by the way. So they're blaming her for gay marriage. So even though she didn't stand up against it, they're blaming her for...
But at least they're doing it in an artistic and creative way. iPhone and
they're
recording
really
a crappy song.
Catch them at Coachella 2016.
Yes, I'm so jazzed. Yeah.
I wonder, like, what do they is all the Westboro Baptist people do? Is all they do this? Like, I would like
no,
to.
This is what
where
they
do they get money?
I can actually explain it all to you how they make money. they are founded by a bunch of lawyers.
Yeah.
What they do is they go to all these places. They do their protests that are based on hate.
Mm-hmm.
They piss people off on purpose.
They hope that they incite you. And they hope
someone will physically push them.
Assault them
because then they sue them. They sue every single person who touches
them. They have lawyers in every state. They have legal representation in every state to immediately – and then they settle and they get there. You know, that's how they do it.
People who get enraged about them, I actually reached a point where I was like, stop, because you're doing exactly what they want. If you really want to anger the Westboro Baptist Church, ignore them.
Yeah.
When they go, we're going to protest your funeral, great, come on out, bring your
son. I still treat...
Are you staying for the reception afterwards?
I still tweet Fred Phelps Jr. at least once a week on Twitter, hoping that one day he'll show up here and protest our show. Because then everyone will be sympathizing the show and be like, oh, God, he's trying to get Gay Radio Show off the air. Well, he's kind of a jerk. Well, we still hate you more. And we kind of get, like, that publicity, you know? Because more people end up coming...
Not for the community, but for publicity.
What? Yeah. Publicity.
Yeah. Thank you, intern. Thank you very much for supporting my... Always support my ideas, and you're well on your way to being a radio professional.
I am on this radio show. I don't want to deal with the Westboro Baptist Church. I don't want to deal with those lunatics.
The reason we never really pushed it that hard...
They do make some
fun signs, though. I gotta give it up for their sign-making skills.
But what I was asking was... This can't be all they do. Like, they have to still, like, go to the grocery store and pay bills. So
they're always traveling around. The Westboro Baptist Church is one family. There's no outsiders in that thing. They're all related.
Like, I'd like to just follow someone for a day in the Westboro Baptist Church and watch them when they go to Costco. Like, how do they buy their groceries?
A new reality show coming to TLC.
They pull their pants one leg at a time.
Or do they look at the groceries and go, no, this...
don't look at their genitalia while they're doing it.
Be like, no, the Honeybee's Cheerios bee looks too gay. I'm not going to buy that. Or do they just... They randomly like shout at people when they're on their own.
Brainstorm sessions where they all sit together and go, "What do people like?" Because we need to find what it is so that we can find an angle to say that it's gay. Oh, people like Star Wars this week. Let's talk about how the new villain guy has three prongs and that looks phallic.
Or the Campbell's commercial.
Yeah,
they're gonna just step right in.
They're just consumed. Do you think maybe that they have like a tour bus?
I hope so. Because
flying could get expensive.
They actually tour with the Jonas Brothers.
Oh!
Promise ring.
new intern, you're a student, you said?
You study?
Like, which one? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and what are you studying?
That's a very good question. I have no idea.
You know what? That's the best answer to that question. And you're working on homework? Should you be doing homework right now?
You know, I'm very proud of myself. It only took like 15 minutes to write that 3-page essay.
But what grade are you going to get on it?
A C+.
That's aiming high.
He's going to get a D.
Hey, well, great way to shoot for the stars.
Nice wink, Lady Barry Matthews. I like that.
I did nothing. I didn't wink at you.
She just...
We worked together.
Where is your bit, Lady Barry Matthews? I haven't made a button for it yet.
I left it on my saddle.
Can that be the new thing? Where's your bit, Lady Barry Matthews? And we hear
tucked between my legs.
If she's performing.
Well, every week she comes here on a bus, so that deserves some recognition and some, you know, a commendation of sorts. So today on the bus with Lady Barry Matthews. Is it playing?
No.
That went weird.
Oh, it's even weirder because, you know, she can't even... But now you can't hear the music because you don't have headphones.
I'm jamming, though.
When Atomic stops dancing, then I'll know I need to start talking.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
He can't hear when you stop the music.
What happened on the bus today, Lady Barry?
Today on the bus with me, I met some crazy people. That was fun. And the one crazy person I met today was this African-American gentleman.
Don't speaking
in a, yeah, I am very racist. Speaking in a British accent that was fake, talking about cars today to the bus driver, and the bus driver told him to shut up. That was fun.
The bus driver was not having out. Like, go
away. He was like, please shut up. But the best part about today is, since it is now getting a nice and cool outside, the sweatpants have come out.
Ooh.
And I just want to thank whoever
Guys
made those.
Sweatpants.com is a real thing.
Oh my God, is it? I need to look this up.
Austin Wilde and Justin Wilde. Justin Wilde did like a cameo appearance on that one time.
Oh.
I was very jealous.
And the basketball shorts are coming out as well. It is very nice to be riding the bus.
So there's a lot of sweatpants and basketball shorts on the bus?
Yeah. Yes. And a lot of urban gentlemen with blessings.
Well,
can I say that?
Yes.
I wasn't dumping you. I was just turning the music down a little bit.
Whenever you go towards that button that says dump over there, I think I said something wrong. He uses it on me the most, I swear. My last thing that happened on the bus today is I was talking to this gentleman on Grindr who was staring me down. Hi. I just got a thumbs up from the bearded man.
Yep. Don't distract my talent, sir.
I know. Hey, he called me talent like I have some. I was talking to this guy on Grindr who was literally sitting right across from me on
social
the bus.
Social media app Grindr. That's how we find one now.
Exactly.
So you have the 0 foot syndrome?
Exactly. He was sitting right across from me, and I said hello, and he said not interested, but then stared me down the entire bus ride here.
Wait, so you saw him on Grindr. He said not interested on Grindr, but then he was eyeing you up.
I was like, is my picture that different from the way I look? I mean, right now it's like
very, yes, very much so. Your picture is a woman.
I just changed that right now.
Oh, okay. I was like, I can tell you it's pretty different.
I've been using a black and white photo on Grindr to attract them classy sluts.
I'm looking at your Grindr picture right now. It is not black and white.
That's because I'm not trying to attract classy sluts right now.
Well, you're shirtless.
I have an intern to choose from.
Exactly. I mean, you've already slept in one. Might as well get the other one.
I don't want to perpetuate that joke because I like people that contribute to the show. I mean, although it's like it's going to be fun and jokey, but no, that's a friend. Yeah, he's cute, but he's way too young for me. So I'm he can be on the show. That's
there
fine.
There is a thing like that for you?
I think I'm very mature. There is now. Might I say?
No, you're too young for me.
Oh,
I don't want you.
This is a dare that's happening right now. This is how he's getting him interested by going, I'm not interested. Look at that.
I saw that wink.
I knew it.
That's how he does it.
There are no winks in radio. It's nonverbal communication. Justice. Just ignore it. I have
wink. You heard that, right? As I slammed my face into the
microphone. What happened?
Okay.
What happened with
the
guy?
I just want to bring up that nothing really happened.
He just scared you down.
He just scared me down. He got
you didn't like call him out. You didn't approach conflict head on and be like, hey,
can
what's
you
up?
Lie and make the story like, really
first
exciting.
Of all, he was part of the urban community. I did not want to get cut. Even though I am half black, I don't mess with
it.
I know, but I'm still half white, so I'm scared.
The white part of me was scared.
My head said yes, but my legs said not today, and I ran away.
Exactly. I read an article on Facebook.
Feets don't fail me now.
Are you gonna let me say this? Can I yell at you now?
I'm sorry. Yell at me, please. I deserve to be punished.
I'm gonna throw my fruit snacks at you.
Thank you.
Can you throw them at me?
I thought they were tough.
All right. I read this article on Facebook about how feminine guys are now like the ostracized group in the gay community. The fringe group that nobody wants. I'm gonna call BS on that. Because I think the fat ones are still the options, especially in this city. No, ma'am. I have a cute face. My haircut is nice today, and I have my beard and everything, and I look good. But when it comes down to it,
I like you with a little bit of facial hair.
Oh, thank you.
When you're
I winked just to let you know. Nonverbal communication.
I wasn't looking, so I didn't pick up.
I wasn't telling you. I was telling the listeners because they can't see it.
I'm flirting on Facebook.
I know you are. Not with me. So. I think it's really weird that people think that feminine, skinny people are not desired in our community because those are most people that have relationships and get laid by DJ Justice.
I would be considered like skinny, but I am single.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you had Trade here last week.
Your music's over, so we played the entire song. So that was good. On the bus with Lady Barry Matthews. Thank you very much.
Oh, he
doesn't
want to talk about fat people. It's okay.
What do you mean talking about fat people?
Give it up.
I was talking about how people think that feminine people are not, like, ostracized in the gay community. I think fat people are.
I think that, yep, we're all, there is a bunch of superficiality, you know? I mean, I'm like the second oldest person in the room. You can make the argument about how feminine you are. You can make the argument about your size, your shape. Mm-hmm. You can make the argument about how old you are. I think, you know, also the gay community suffers with a lot of ageism. Mm-hmm. And I was guilty of that as well, you know, thinking that I could only, you know, keep my youth by sucking it out of, you know, people that were younger than me. Well, and that just is not the way to look at the situation. I saw it posed this way. You could be the most beautiful, juicy, delicious peach on the tree. Doesn't matter. There's still going to be someone that don't like peaches.
Exactly.
So you have to kind of learn that and accept and move
this
on.
This peach is ready to get bitten because, honey, right? It has been a long time.
Don't worry, Lady Barry. We could all be ostracized together.
He has a man bun.
I would ostracize him.
I want to cut it off so bad.
What's worse than a man bun is the people that are jumping on the boat late, so they're having like the pre-man bun. So it's like a tiny little inch long, like little
when somebody's got a man
samurai
stump.
Knot. It's a man stump.
It is. It totally is.
That's my biggest fear, is having a man bun. Like, if I was ever paralyzed and someone decided to do my hair and I couldn't stop them, and they're like, oh, he'll look good in that.
He probably wants a man bun.
And I'm like, paralyzed, I can't talk. Like, no, for the, oh, if I blink three times, it means no, I don't want a man bun.
I would put you in drag every day and just wheel you around. Right. Just full kind of fun. High whore drag. Just a wig and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Fierce face.
Well, drag is considered art. We had a great opportunity this Friday to go.
What? What kind of segue was that?
Something.
It would have been seamless if you had just played along.
It just got me in the middle of it because you were like, I want to put you in drag and wheel you around a nursing home. And you were like, drag is considered art, so we...
Drag is... This is what we call a segue.
Segue. There you go. Do it, do it. Seamless transition.
Well, Lady Bear, you mentioned drag. It's considered a valid form of art by some. Speaking of art, we took part and went out to the Creative City Project in downtown Orlando this Friday. Isn't that right, my roommate Daniel?
And it was so much fun.
So much fun.
It was all movement.
What's the... Do you know anything about Creative City Project?
No
idea. Okay, thank you very much.
Do you know anything?
So wait, what's the founding of it? I just know it was a bunch of art and performance art, but I don't know how it got started or kind of what the mission of it is.
The mission of it is to bring exposure to uncommon art forms as well as movement pieces. So all of the art forms were like dance or aerial and like more obscure art forms that aren't normally
obscure.
From North Dakota.
Well, like it's not every day you see like...
Yeah, it's very obscure.
To see, you don't see someone swirling around on a
wheel
every day.
You know what I like to watch on a Friday evening when I'm walking through them downtowns?
Yeah.
I want to see some of them earlists.
People in Facebook and Twitter actually want to see pictures of both the interns because they want to know who I'm flirting with. And like, you know, I mean, we've had ugly interns. These are not ugly interns.
No.
But we've had ugly interns. Ugly interns are welcome.
Hopefully those are the ones that are in California and not listening right now.
No, that one kind of had a little mean side to him. It was always kind of like right under the surface.
Don't you hate when ugly people have mean streaks? Because like you're ugly already. Like, don't make people hate you.
Fat people should be jolly all the time.
I know, we're funny. Fat people are like Melissa McCartney.
I love her.
You can be an ugly fat person as long as you're funny.
But I got some video that's up on our Instagram page at Gay Radio Show. It was Daniel and intern Alex on like the, it was a musical seesaw where you're supposed to seesaw
right
back and forth
downtown,
and it spun the little barrel that made the little chimes play. Yeah. We developed photographs.
It was like engineered art.
It was also nostalgia.
It was also, it did. It brought a smile to my face.
I really didn't want to sit on it because both y'all were little small boys. I did not want to sit on the seesaw. It did not look that stable to handle.
It didn't feel that sturdy. I'm not going to lie to you. It was
just like a mini pony. It probably didn't want you on it.
It did.
See, that's a joke. That's funny. Try to do more of that.
I never got to do seesaw when I was a kid because I was always a fat one.
Oh, so it was always just
down on the ground.
You couldn't get like three friends and be like, hey, let's even this out.
I was fat. I didn't have any friends.
Oh,
it was me and my mom, and I was fatter than my mom.
Why did you have other fat friends?
And the phone number to the 1-800 suicide hotline is.
Well, you know what? And so we could talk about this and try and make you feel better, but it's time for the news. Daniel, do your news.
Oh, I have news. The chicken lioness. Guess what's going on today? The Marvel Cinematic Universe is getting its first openly gay. That was the only word that was uber highlighted, so I figured it needed to be bigger.
Character delivered this news to us.
Yes. So. It has been confirmed. Blockbuster film and TV universe. Gay!
You're not Oprah Winfrey. Do not do that every time you say the word.
And you get a gay. And you get a gay. And you get a gay.
Can I return my...
So I guess it's going to span from Iron Man to the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy to Daredevil. Is yet to feature an openly GBLTQRSWXYZ character. So, guess what? Upcoming Marvel TV series Jessica Jones, set to debut on Netflix and chill, next month will feature an out character for the first time.
And you know, it does suck that Netflix and chill has just become synonymous with come over and Netflix and not chill and actually hook up, boom, snap, clap it. So you have to actually preface the people, say, hey, do you actually want to come watch something on Netflix? And you have to give them some idea that
but
you...
But I found that even...
say Netflix. Hey, do you want to watch a movie?
I've started that conversation before, too, with specifically that intention, and somehow inevitably...
What is it? Netflix, like, draws
me on your... I think there are pheromones in Netflix that are released through your TV that all of a sudden you're like, I just have to cuddle.
Like, if it's someone that I'm just in the friend zone with, and I'll be like, hey, do you want to come over Netflix and chill? You have to sit on a separate couch than me.
You have to sit on separate couches.
Separate couches. Kind of the rule, yeah. Right.
Do you think Netflix has a contract with the US government
you wanna come
to
hang
repopulate?
Do you want to come hang out in Netflix and chill, intern, but you have to sit on the other chair?
Don't.
I think this is like a trick question.
Yeah.
You're like going to drug my drink and be like,
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
That would be very illegal. And if
he'd only use his mind manipulation, not actual chemical manipulation.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't even like hooking up with someone because I'm not a big drinker. I don't like hooking up with people that are too drunk because the lawyer in me just is like always like, okay, I'm going to ask you continuously for the consent because I don't ever like
would
that dicey
like
area.
Would you like to come over, watch some Netflix and have a Super
Bowl? Like
my cool
we can watch reruns of the Cosby Show with Rudy. Theo.
One time I invited Theo to come to the home and we were watching The Avengers Part 2.
Or maybe you're watching the Marvel TV show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and really enjoyed seeing the gay character that was introduced this month named Joey.
He's not even a superhero, he's just like an agent.
I guess so.
No, he's like a secretary.
Here's a gay character, I'm Joey!
He's like, welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. He has superpowers, but he kind of hates them. And he had a great little line that I liked where
what
he was
gay
like...
gay boy would hate their superpower?
But no, I loved... He had this great line where it was so cheesy, but I was like, oh, it's so cute, though. He's like... Because they were talking about how he had to come forward with this power that he had, and he was like, I already had to come out once in my life. And it was like the Oprah
dramatic
like
music
playing
in the background.
And I was like, oh, look at them trying. Good for you.
Good job, ABC.
Good for you.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Did you just pass a stone?
Yeah. No, I'm trying not to clear my throat on the air, so that was like a...
So you went, instead, just clear your throat.
I think it sounds worse to do like a hawk, like a...
Well, you just did.
That sounds much worse.
Also, by the way, whatever intern it was that said it is exactly right. How to Get Away with Murder, though, does have a very sexy gay character on the show.
I'm told I would like that show.
They're not shy about him being gay or his sex life. Like, they are not shy about either
and
one of
those. They're talking about prep on that show.
Yeah.
Are there any dildos?
Only one. Lady Gaga just makes a surprise cameo.
She's got every single show on every.
I just wanted to like Vogue dance in the background of all my favorite shows just during one scene. But there she is. Like Where's Waldo? Only with Lady Gaga dancing through random
with
shows.
Drill down.
Knowing Lady Gaga, she'll be like dressed like a houseplant or something.
Right?
Just come out of a pot with a plant in her
head. Yeah, it's like one of those find the hidden image in the TV show.
The camera just zooms in on her face and she just goes, art pop.
And fades into the background.
There's a tree in the background. She just like all of a sudden comes down from it upside down, hanging from her knees, does some voguing, rises back up.
Adrian, if you're listening, I'd like to apologize for the previous segment about the show.
Speaking of Lady Gaga, a 23-year-old Swedish man has been accused of slashing his 32-year-old lover's throat, then drinking his blood and using it to draw a pentagon on his living room wall.
This is a vampire.
The Pentagon or the
when I saw the blood, I had a vision that I had to drink it. The accused said in court this week.
Swedish.
He was Swedish, so in other words.
Are you having a stroke? What are you doing over there? What's happening?
The Swedish chef from the Muppets.
You are seriously having a.
He's a chef. He's Swedish. Swedish chef.
No, we got it. Move on.
I like when Rob's here. He's like, shut up.
I used to not like. He used to make me really upset but now it's like we bounce off each other, so it's more fun. Like I accept the things that he says because it adds value to the show instead of taking it personally. So it's just kind of like, why don't you like me? You didn't laugh at my joke.
Why don't you love me?
That's basically my life.
You did a bad job printing this because half of the article is like chopped off, but you still highlighted.
Ooh, read half a news story. That'll be fun.
New study indicates that almost 1 billion LGBTQ Americans use Facebook to oust obnoxious selfies come out this year. Star News reports that
try to take your best guess.
800,000 Americans in total came out on Facebook 20 months.
ask him if he's having a stroke, Rob.
I don't have to ask. I'm aware of seeing it right in front of me.
Posting to their profile. I smell
toast.
Or specifically.
Do you taste pennies right now?
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ.
No, that's my other biggest
Eat
fear.
The penny.
No, that's my biggest fear is being force-fed spare change. That's the only time I've ever vomited on the air.
Would you like to eat
no,
the pennies?
I don't want to.
Have a spoonful like cereal.
I'm going to bake cookies and put pennies on it for you.
Oh, God. That'd be awesome. I'd be heavy. Cookies.
No.
Imagine if you had like a spoon and you just. Like,
no, no. God, Rob, stop it. No,
as they like
stop,
drizzle
stop,
them like
no.
chocolate into your mouth.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop the little pennies.
Make it
stall
hail.
Little pretty pennies.
I don't think he's faking. I think he'd really throw up if we
They're
fed him pennies.
They're
so right
dirty
now.
And nasty, bro. They're so
Imagine
dirty and nasty.
Imagine how they feel like going down your
all
throat.
Over the New York subway.
Especially if they're from like the 40s
Shut
and
up.
20s and that, like,
Shut up!
They're like 90-year-old pennies.
What if you just licked it? Like you didn't have to
no,
eat it.
No, I don't
you
know.
You just licked it.
What
no.
if you like just rubbed them on your teeth?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What would you do if I licked this
stop
dime
it.
Right now?
Guys, y'all gotta stop it right
you
now.
You have licked dirtier stop. Things, trust me.
Yeah, you've had worse in your mouth. Way worse.
We put lots of dirty things in our mouths as gay men. I'm still not licking pennies and I'm still not eating that dark spot on the banana.
I think straight people put bad things
go
in their
away.
Mouth
that tasted okay. like syphilis.
Well, I'm excited for the X million people that displayed a rainbow filter and on the landmark June decision.
Well, that was very informative for our listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have no idea what you were trying to say.
Basically, it was looking at the statistics of how many people have come out in the last few years on Facebook and social media. How many people changed their profile picture to a rainbow picture after same-sex marriage was legalized nationwide. So they're just looking at the stats of how the openness and acceptance has now taken, you know, coming out is...
But a lot of people did the rainbow thing who aren't gay.
They
just,
said we...
My mom had the rainbow filter.
No, exactly.
I'm pretty sure she's not a lesbian.
No, they distinguished that with the report looking at Facebook as a gauge on social media to talk about just LGBT issues in general, whether someone changed their status to attracted to men or in a relationship with a man,
okay.
And then looking at, in addition to corroborate that increase, we're looking at how many people made rainbow filters, whether they're gay or not, just to look at the sheer number of how many there were.
But they did include the Q and with that.
What does the Q stand for?
Oh, yeah.
Queens.
Questioning, I thought.
Questioning?
Queef. Can we say that?
Nope.
Apparently
sure
we can't. Apparently we can't say that.
Don't repeat what we can't say
no,
now.
I learned
the delay is rebuilt.
I just said it in the silence and watched your face. And went,
we
oh,
should
guess
get
we can't say that one.
Some lesbians to like record that sound.
Can we
no.
say that?
No. No.
And
no.
Hold
we,
on.
No.
Hold on.
Can we play that on the air?
Who is gonna be the
that
one who does
like
it
DJ's
though?
Worst nightmare.
No. No. Not my worst nightmare. It just is gross, and we're not gonna do
Eat
it.
Eat the pennies.
No. I'll
That would be a great sound
That's
effect.
That's a dime. It's not a penny. It doesn't smell.
I came out of the closet on Facebook.
You
did?
Did
you?
Yes, I did.
I came out in person.
Hold on. I want to hear his story. Tell me about that.
I mean, first, of course, I would tell all of your closest people first, you know? I wanted to build, like, a barrier of acceptance before I
barrier.
Put my secret out into the world. But then I just, like, came out on Facebook, and I basically said, well, I mean, if you don't like me after I post this, then I really don't care because all the people closest to me already know, so... Here I am.
I'm beautiful in my way.
And I am queer.
No, wait, did all your family know when you did that?
No, not even my dad. Only my mom.
That's how
you Are
you
friends
your
with
dad?
Your parents on
mm-hmm.
Facebook?
Wow.
What?
Are you friends with your parents
yeah,
on
absolutely.
Facebook?
I'm friends with all my...
Well, didn't you say you're friends with your grandparents too, but they still don't know you're gay?
Well, my grandparents weren't on Facebook at the time, and they actually do know I'm gay now, I'm pretty sure. Like, how many times do I have to say, I'm going on gay radio show today before they get there?
Sweetheart, hit? They knew since you were five.
But
yeah,
yet he
something.
Wouldn't.
So
but yet
you also
he wouldn't
came
let
out
me.
As going on the radio.
He wouldn't let me tag him. We went out to Saturday night after the Creative Art Project. We went down to the world famous Parliament House for their Bear Bust weekend, and I love bears. Bears are nice and they're friendly and they give good hugs. And
all
like
you
I said,
just give them a little honey.
Very nice, good job. And then we went out to that event, and
well, that's different though.
Yeah.
Being like, hot, hey,
not only that,
I'm
I was in my underwear as well. I mean, I can be gay without like shoving my lifestyle in front of their face.
Well, no, Alex wouldn't let me tag him in the video because I convinced him to go up on stage and be in the Boxers versus Brief $300 competition.
I was confused about why you were in your underwear. Now it all makes sense.
I mean, but
we did
it.
We got a gayradioshow.com.
No,
I'm gonna start doing that.
Underwear, just candidly,
just walking around.
No.
Just hey, what's up?
He had a good
peer pressured into a $300 drinking.
He had a good. No, it was cash. He had a good chance at winning it. He had a really good chance. He was like the front runner. until the last two guys walked up
Matt
on stage.
Homer and Idris Elba, like
a guy with a 12-pack, and then one of the dudes was
like European supermodel and like Drake with a better body, like.
Yeah, I know. I'm like,
Lady Barry's gonna need a towel.
Did your basement flood?
I flooded my basement.
Yeah.
I'm Ginger Minj.
I know. I love her.
Also, here I am wearing my Fruit of the Loom boxers, and they come in with, like, new season Andrew Christian. Like, they were those kind.
What is the obsession with underwear? What is the obsession?
I love underwear.
6'4", 6'2", 6'9".
I mean, I wear them, but I wear, like, Hanes.
Oh, no. I like cute undies. I
wear Hanes. We know. We follow your Instagram.
Yeah, if you follow my Instagram, you know that.
But I do have many of the same pairs that you post your pictures in. I always go, I have that one.
And I can't wear briefs. My thighs are too fat.
Follow us on Twitter.
Twitter!
At Gay Radio Show. At ScaryBear70 is giving shout-outs, talking about the show. He loved On the Bus segment. Hashtag Bite My Peach. Hashtag Church of Patron.
Yes!
Hey, I want a hashtag. Hashtag me, jerk.
No, you have to create your own hashtag.
Hashtag
me, jerk.
Rob hates
hashtag
David.
Me, jerk.
There you go.
I went to my see peaches. And so then on Sunday, I went down to see my parents down in Polk County, and they my dad hooked me up really good. I got all outfit for my mountain hiking trip to South America coming up in November for 2 weeks. So I had, and it's all like military camo stuff. You saw my bag that I had to lug out of there.
I don't think you're going to be able to do this. I think... 3 days in, you're gonna be checking yourself into the nearest Holiday Inn. Be like, donde esta Holiday Inn?
It's supposed to be mind over matter. I beat cancer, I can do this.
45 minutes of me on that trip before.
But
I'm
think you understand what goes into backpacking through the Patagonia.
I don't think that you understand that you're being a really unsupportive friend right now.
No,
you should just believe in me until I've given you a reason to show that I can't do it.
I was wondering when this fight was gonna happen. Go fight every episode.
I'm just like, go do it.
Alex picked up the bag. It was bigger than him.
Yeah, it was like carrying a small toddler on my
back. He's not a big guy. So
no, he's a little guy. He's a tiny guy. He could fit my arm around him.
You know what's awkward
though?
Is when you're a big guy and you have a tiny backpack?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Alex the intern was talking over your joke. Please repeat yourself.
Fat man in a little jacket.
This is why I don't talk. I'm gonna get abused when I do.
So it wasn't
No one gets abused.
I just said, it's funny when you see like a fat
break
person
you down
wearing
to build you up.
Now you're interrupting my joke. I don't have any more fruit snacks. Hey, David.
Do not throw change at me. Stop it. And don't call me that on the air. Stop it.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
DJ Justice.
I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man in my 30s. I had to sneak out of my parents' house on Sunday night. Hold on.
That is the worst when you're at like your parents' house and you want to do adult things like go out drinking stuff. And then you have to sneak out. You feel like a teenager again.
Well, I told my mother that I felt really sick, and that's why I needed to go to bed at 9:30 at night.
We all use that excuse.
Waited until she and Dad were watching TV, and then like I quietly like sneaked out of the house barefoot because my shoes made too much noise, so I slipped out through the side garage door.
15?
Yeah. You could just be like, Mom, Dad, I'm leaving. I'll be back in a bit.
That's what I do when I visit my parents.
Well, and then I drove to see Trade and ended up, being there until like 6:30 in the morning. And then so that happened, and then I had to get home before.
Probably a good thing to do while visiting your parents.
Well, even
Polk County.
Even worse that I was in no condition. I was in no condition to drive back like the 20-minute drive. Like it was a dangerous drive. I got home trying to sneak back in. The Colonel was already awake and was what's up? Are you in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got right. 3 minutes.
I wasn't sure if you guys were on the air.
Oh, yeah. We're on the air right now, but then we'll start playing our outro music and cue you in, okay?
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks. Get all your stuff set up. So the Colonel ended up catching me as I was walking in and just flat out said, where'd you go? And I ended up lying.
I, like, just imagine your dad standing there with, like, a riding whip of and, like, in a full... like military garb, just like beating it.
No one thought that was gonna go. I thought that was gonna be awkward.
Like, please don't fetish my dad.
I thought that was gonna be super awkward. His dad is a leather daddy.
Not the colonel in like a BDSM.
No, I told him that I woke up.
Or maybe like Nazi paraphernalia.
No, I told him that I woke up super early because I was craving Chick-fil-A breakfast, and then he tried to look in my eyes, and I hid them, and I went away.
Please tell me it was like Sunday morning.
No, it was Monday morning, like 7. And then my mom drove me to Walmart. I had to go to Walmart while I was still going through all that. It was my mom goes, "You seem distracted today." I was like,
why do you keep rubbing your face on all the plushies?
Yeah, maybe you should just not do stuff like that while visiting your parents.
I know. How often do you visit your parents?
I'd say probably like once a month.
Okay,
but that's
you can't not do that once a month.
Yeah. Like, you could have just go, maybe I should not. I mean,
you didn't see how cute the guy was. This was a good. Never mind. It was a good day.
Is the trade that good in Polk County? Do I need to go move to
Exactly. That's why we have interns. So did you have a fun time being on the show today?
It was fun.
All right. Would you like to come back again and maybe take part when you don't have papers due or anything? Okay. Look, I'm not here to verbally abuse you. It's just once you kind of get the groove, you kind of find your voice, and we let it happen on its own, okay? I want to beat you into the ground so you can blossom and flower.
I don't know how gardening works.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Christian.
You wanted to plant him like a flower.
Breed and seed. What? And then, Alex, did you have a good time today?
You didn't push a button for that?
Gardening term.
I can't say the QU word, but you can say
it. It's the context.
Our outro music is playing. We got to get out of here. Alex, thank you so much for coming in. Would you like to come back again?
I would love to.
Okay. Lady Barry Matthews, I love that you come here. And then you're doing amazing. I love you on the show. I'm sorry I talked over you. Well, what do you have going on this week?
Nothing.
Oh, good one.
I have a show on Thursday at Southern Nights Orlando.
Southern Nights.
Mm-hmm. Rob, what about you? What are you going on this week? No. Well, I'm sorry. We have to talk fast at the outro because we're over our time. So I need to be very quick with your... You have to be fast with the outros.
Final weekend of La Caja Fo in Winter Garden, so you can see me in that. It's a lot of fun if you want to. And next weekend for Halloween, I will be hosting the Halloween shows at Sac.
By the way, I had a really fun time seeing Rob at Movies Out Loud with his roommate Logan Donahue talking and doing commentary for Leprechaun in the Hood. It was absolutely amazing. It's a cinematic classic.
Yeah, there you go.
Tom, what did you learn on this week?
Yes. I'm going to be painting some stuff and teaching some painting stuff and giving some drinks to people.
Very nice. Good job. That's it for today's special edition of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Do not put that change near me. Until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll.
I like my applesauce warm with cinnamon.
I'm Justice, and I love you.
Eat a penny.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the
air. How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Fabulous.
We here in Outlaw Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that. Now I'm very, very legal.
Jess.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching the funds at Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No, it's not.
You're passionate about it. You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all
food. Outlaw Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Daddy Poppers!
No. I'm not saying this.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
I'm dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came out.
Wait, what?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.